I'm Dr. Robert Mather. Welcome to my podcast. My podcasts are available exclusively at theconservativesocialpsychologist.com. Today is Wednesday, October 13th, 2021. Let's take a look at the massive DNC informational operation we've been subjected to. The Democrats have been skillfully moving the ball towards their progressive goal line, and conservatives have been lazily in their prevent defense for decades. We yield cultural ground when we surrender institutions such as public schools, universities, the DOJ, CDC, FBI, etc. The communists' long march through the institutions has resulted in massive change. The neocons and libertarians were wrong on the social front. The evangelicals were right. Cede nothing. Every inch matters, and life is a game of inches. There is a new California law that by 2024, stores with over 500 employees cannot have separate girl and boy toy sections. The government is telling you that G.I. Joe and Barbie have to be in the same aisles. Now store owners in California don't even have the right to arrange their own products on the sales floor. California government sucks. The DNC cedes nothing. They are unyielding and passionate in their attempts to annihilate everything conservatives stand for. We are witnessing a veiled puppet master pulling the strings on Joe Biden to hit the U.S. self-destruct button. Unless there's a Brewster's Millions deal that we don't know about, where a rich uncle is making him gaslight us with a big payoff later, we're going to be out of money. Unfortunately, that rich uncle is Uncle China, and the payoff is indentured servitude to another country. The Democrats yield nothing. Remember, storming Ted Cruz's house or his dinner is okay by their standards. An illegal foreign national filming a senator in the bathroom of a public university is fine by their standards. Taking over Portland and Seattle and destroying federal buildings is fine by their standards. But the parent of a kindergartner taking their 60 seconds at the mic to tell the school board that they aren't listening to them, send in the FBI. Will Kamala Harris bail out the soccer moms like she did the Antifa thugs? Never forget that Obama used the IRS against conservatives and the DOJ against candidate Donald Trump. Twitter and Facebook are not your friends. Neither is the Biden administration. A man in Iowa was sentenced to 15 years in prison for a hate crime of stealing and burning a rainbow flag, but it is still legal to burn an American flag. Another man was inside the Capitol on January 6th for less than 3 minutes, most of which he spent helping a police officer on the request of the officer and holding a door to help the officer get people out. That man was recently arrested by the FBI with full SWAT treatment in front of his family and immediately had $40,000 in legal fees that are mounting. For what? He was an American citizen helping law enforcement on public property for less than 3 minutes. The Biden administration is not your friend. They hate you. Democrats yield nothing. They demand vaccine identification that is unfalsifiable in many Democratic cities and refuse to agree that voter ID is needed. They don't care because we won't forcefully call out their logical inconsistencies. Democrats raise taxes on businesses and then tell you that businesses won't raise prices for the consumer. They want you to take their word for that. Don't. They're lying to you. Never forget that Andrew Breitbart warned us about all of this over a decade ago. Never forget that he equipped us to fight it. Read his book, Righteous Indignation, and fight like hell to keep America. Speaking of reading, purchase my book, Implicit Biases in the Unconscious, Liberal Biases, Racial Prejudice, and Politics, for sale at barnesandnoble.com. It's your tool to fight critical race theory. Listen to my podcast exclusively at theconservativesocialpsychologist.com.